Coming up.
Próximamente.
Just around the river bend.
Well, I don't think you wear unicorn socks size 5.
I bet she was only there for his money, because he was ugly, wasn't he?
And it's true, what happens in Magaluf stays in Magaluf. Our dignity in hymen. No!
That was so wrong.
Stay tuned for that one. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you, genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. They have got everything you need to keep you filled, whether it's for a long journey or a quick shop.
Well, should we start then now?
Therefore, we should start. Welcome
back.
Welcome.
We should start.
Thank you very much for giving me your time and coming here 23 minutes late. I really appreciate you, yeah, that you made
Well, thank you for parking like an idiot. And making me drive around to find another space.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of an idiot.
That's true.
So
aren't we all, though?
I park like I am.
Isn't everyone? Welcome to Lost in Translation.
Where sometimes we get lost.
We do get lost. We listen and we don't judge. We solve dilemmas.
I do judge.
What else do we do? Do debates.
Games.
We play games.
Silly comments.
The best thing for me, though, is you guys interact with us, which yeah. I love. Genuinely, I love getting your messages. If you do want to get in touch, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. Or you can send us a voice note or a WhatsApp on 077-610-39898. And our social media is at lost.in.podcast.
Yeah, many dots.
Many, many dots.
Do you know what? I'm just excited. If we do one day like a live episode with audience, I think that will turn into like a stand-up show, you know?
Oh, I won't go that far.
What do you mean?
We don't want to stand up for that long.
No, stand-up, like a comedy show.
I know what you meant. I was trying to be funny, hence the comedy. Oh, this is what we mean when we get lost in translation, isn't it?
Yeah, you look beautiful today.
I look beautiful?
Yeah.
Really?
I have a glowing face. Last time that I saw you, you have a... I haven't seen you for many, like in a few weeks.
You were going to say many years then, weren't you?
No, like many
weeks.
It's been
83 years.
No, but the last time that I saw you before I went on tour, you had your face.
My face, I know.
Today is not red, so it's been healing.
It's glowing, it's sweat. Because I've been rushing to
really?
Get here. Yeah.
I think it looks glowing.
Yeah, it's just my natural aura.
Yeah.
It's Gem and Tonic, babes.
no,
but thank
not,
you for
don't
saying
babes.
That. No, I don't do babes. Who does babes?
No, I don't know.
Not me.
Someone called Gemma that's babes, but it's something else, no?
Babes?
Yeah, it's not Gemma Collins. She was like, you're right, babes.
All right, babes.
Yeah,
it's very Essex, isn't it? That?
Yeah.
I'd say hun. No, love. Duck.
Really?
Duck. Hiya, duck.
You never, no, that's, duck's not from here.
Duck's a northern slang thing.
Yeah,
Nana
from,
Joyce was still around. She'd say, hiya, Gorka Duck, how are you? And you'd go,
you never call me love or
no,
never call me
not
love?
Not you, but I call the kids. I sometimes say to me, are you what, love?
Okay.
Oh, Tiago. Tiago's dude at the minute.
Yeah.
He wants to call everyone dude. Hiya, dude.
The last time that I pick up the kids from your mum's, he went to your mum's. Bye, dude.
And fist pumped her.
Yeah.
He keeps calling everyone dude and fist pumping them. But anyway, we're gonna start the app. We're gonna catch up. Without further ado,
vámonos.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
How come sometimes it's vámonos and sometimes it's vamos? Is there a difference?
Vámonos.
Yeah.
Means like vámonos, us, nosotros, we. Vámonos. Vamos is like vamos, everybody, vamos.
So I'm saying without further ado.
Vamos.
You're just saying we.
No,
us. Without further ado, us.
No.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
The ending means us, we live in. Like if I say we live in,
okay.
Or just live.
What does let's go mean?
Let's go is vamos. Oh. And then vámonos is like us, Vámonos. When I said, imagine if I said to you, let's go to this place. No, and I say, oh, no, I don't like it. Vámonos. Means like, I don't like this place. Let's go. Yeah. Vámonos, us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? But if I say, vamos, it could be for everybody.
So I think for the pod,
it should
be vamos for vamos. Everyone. It's not just us, is it?
Yeah, come on. Vamos, like Rafael and I. It's like, let's go. Vamos.
Yeah, come on. With his vamos. Thick left forearm. He has a thicker arm than the right, doesn't he?
That was so wrong.
No, he does, because he's left-handed.
Yeah, thank God you said left arm.
Yeah, no.
With his thick...
Yeah, it's known that Rafa has a bigger
bicep. Yeah, and I was doing, vamos! He's like, yeah, yes. With his thick.
If you're playing tennis with your left hand all day...
Yeah.
It's all take note, it'll get bigger.
On the swing.
Do you know what day it is today?
You have a big forearms, by the way.
I do. I've got big biceps. Look at that bicep.
What are you doing with
them? I might even train today. Oh, by the way, if you do want to see the ep as well as hear it, head to YouTube and please like and subscribe because you'll get to see us on YouTube.
Have enough. I just got an attack on Instagram. Someone was like, morning loves with these two. And she was like, well, I think it's a she because the name was a female.
you never know.
No, I know because she comes to the workshops, the dance classes.
Oh, okay.
She was like in the living room with a blanket and have the tele with the podcast.
Oh, bless her. Can I tell you what day it is today? It's a really
surprise me.
It's a really special day today. And if anyone today is feeling...
Because I'm here.
No.
Did you see me?
If anyone's feeling grateful, energetic, spiritual, fancying going outside barefoot, do it. Because today...
Oh, are you going on your Zen things?
It's not only Earth Day, it's the 22nd. 22 is one of the most powerful angelic numbers.
Lucky number for Mia.
Yeah, it's Mia's favourite number. So it's the 22nd of April. It is Earth Day. So it's get outside in nature, look around, be grateful for
grounding?
Mother Nature. Let's try not to ruin
her. Are we grounding?
Grounding. I grounded this morning, went outside barefoot this morning, as I always do.
Yeah, I mean, that's you in general.
I was going to say, I do it every day. That's why I'm so chill and zen, though.
Well, also because probably one of your slippers is bye-bye Benji.
Yeah.
And your socks will be like on the bin, probably because I put them there.
What are you grateful for from Mother Nature?
From oxygen.
Oxygen. Trees. With trees, the birds.
Everything.
The rivers. I'm like Pocahontas to me today, me.
Nice.
Just around the river bend.
Just to like don't contaminate, take care of the earth.
Yeah.
You know.
Put your rubbish in the bin.
We are here, but we're gonna leave this for other people. So it's like when you go and leave a hotel room, you leave it nice and tidy.
We're here sharing the planet.
Yes.
That's the message for Earth Day. It's not our planet, and we live like beside.
Well, it is our planet.
No, it's not. We're sharing it.
It's
with
our
nature.
Planet. It is our planet, not just us. It's from everybody,
yes.
All the species, all the trees, everything.
Yes.
So we all need to take care of it.
With the Earth Day, I said to you this morning, dinner on FaceTime, I was going round picking up snails from the garden because we had someone coming jet washing and I didn't want him to get blasted. The little snail, we have a lot of snails in our garden and we've got a toad as well, which you guys know about. It's bringing us good luck and fortune. But yeah, my message on Earth Day is humans tend to think we own the planet. Like we have more of a right to be here than anything else, and we don't. Great white sharks were here long before us.
I think that's only prick people.
It's only what people?
Pricks.
Pricks, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that you're using that strong Manx word.
Yeah.
I think you've changed your attitude towards animals since meeting me.
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I feel the same way.
No, you've softened with Benji.
No, because I love Benji the same way that I love Norman when he was here.
I'm not on about Norman, Ollie and Benji. I'm on about, like, the sheep in the garden, for example.
Gemma, can you remember my grandparents had a farm in Portugal.
Portugal.
I had pigs, rabbits, chickens, hens,
yes,
horses,
I know. But you were speaking to horses the other month.
And I did always.
You,
I used to
not
ride
when we
them.
First met.
Yeah, no, that's what you think.
What about spiders?
I don't bother with the spiders. I kill the spiders.
There you go.
If
you
I have
still
to.
Do. Why would
if
you,
I have
why
to.
Why would you have
no.
to kill it? What's it going to do that gives you the right to have to kill
oh,
it?
Oh, a fly. I will kill a fly.
Why?
Because it annoys me. That's it.
Imagine if someone listening to this saying, Gorka annoys me, I'm going to kill him.
Try to kill me. I invite you to try. See what happens.
Well, I think you've softened in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I never would have seen you a few, 4 or 5 years ago, stood in a field going, come on.
I did all the time.
Yeah, but not in front of me, you didn't.
But why not?
I don't know. You used to take the mick out of me.
I don't mind animals. I love them. And I happy to be around them. I'm not just with you. I know what is the line. Do you know what I mean? You don't.
So I go past the line.
The problem with you is that you think the animals are humans. You know, if you could, that sheep, you will bring it in the house and have it on the end of your bed to sleep with it.
Absolutely.
No. My mum was the same. I have a picture of my mum with a baby bottle feeding a little lamb in our living room. I'm not like this.
I feel like in my past life, whenever I've had like Reiki and cards, in my past life, I lived like in a forest, like Pocahontas, genuinely.
I'm going to ask my mum and dad to send me pictures of me. You know, when they say like, Dad, how you were at the 90s? Or when I was like in the 90s, 90s, 2000, in my grandma's farm with the donkeys, the horses and everything, and you believe it.
But what were you like in the 90s trend? If it came to you, Dad, what were you like in the 90s? You were literally just born, weren't you? You were born in 1990.
Yeah, so then I lived in the 90s. I was five, six.
You were born in 1990.
Yeah, I used to run free willy in the beach.
In the nude?
Yeah, I used to love it.
We were talking...
Not tan lines.
We were talking at work yesterday about embarrassing injuries, like really, really embarrassing injuries. And Toulon went, well, I was hoovering in the nude.
Don't get me got sacked by Hoover, by Henry.
As he was about to say it, and producer Matt went, no. So we had to just move on, but that's how it started.
Oh, nice.
I was one day hoovering in the nude. We've got some lovely messages to read out.
I know.
Do you want to read one? Then should I ring Jen? You read the next one.
I think you read all of them.
Me?
I read very fast, and my reading in English is not great. So.
It's better than my reading in Spanish. True. Don't you worry, Cocker.
So, did you just call me
Cocker? It's a nice thing. It's not like you're not bed or anything like that.
I know.
It's nice.
And Gorka the Corker.
Gorka the Corker. Thank you for getting in touch. By the way, it always baffles me that people take the time out to message. It's genuinely so lovely. So thank you. Jen has said, hi, Gemma and Gorka. I love the podcast. I also love your TV show. Will that be coming back?
DVC. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one. I've just listened to the last four episodes back to back and I've laughed so much. I'm from Liverpool. Nice. My husband is from Barcelona. 20 years together, 10 years married, and we have a lovely five-year-old daughter. I laugh so much listening to you both because a lot of the mistranslations and culture difference happen in our house too. We speak English, Catalan and Spanish at home.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. So we are all a bit confused most of the time, but I find it quite endearing.
I bet they have a nice pantumaca in their house.
A nice what?
Pantumaca.
What's a pantumaca?
You love it, pantumaca.
What is it, a pig?
No.
What is it?
You love it. Pantumaca is the bread with the tomato and the salt and the olive oil.
Nice.
It's original from Barcelona and it's a specific type of bread. It's not just normal bread. It's like a...
Like a flat one?
No, it's the round one, but it's like a... Oh, how's the name? I don't remember. We can ask Jen if her husband can let us know the name of the bread. It's a specific bread and you can have it with garlic or no garlic. And what they do is they... You know the garlic cloths?
Mm-hmm.
They...
Rub it on.
They rub it on the bread when it's warm.
Yeah,
and then the tomato with the olive oil and the sea salt on top, but it's a specific bread. It's not you can do it with any bread, but the proper one is that one. It's like rounded, like you know when you go to the supermarket here, and you have the round one,
like a cob.
Yeah, like very. It's like a small round, soft in the middle, so you get like big long toasts like that.
Nice.
Pan del payés. There we go. Pan del payés.
Gorka reminds me so much of my hubby, moaning about my shoes in the hallway and has even made a video of it in the past. When he speaks English, he has a Scouse accent now. That's brilliant, a Spaniard with a Scouse accent.
I know, I have a very strong Spanish accent. Why is that?
I'm gutted there was no camera phones when we met because I'd love to know how he sounded. I wanted to ask whether you felt the same as what I'm about to explain. I lived in Barcelona with my husband for 8 years. I felt very welcome there, maybe because I made a massive effort to learn Catalan, but obviously I was still a foreigner. We moved back to the UK in 2011. Even though I was born and raised here till I moved to Spain at age 17, I still feel like I don't fully belong here either. My husband also feels the same about the UK and his hometown after living here for so long. At least we have each other to share the feeling, but we worry about our daughter. We will move back to Spain in a few years and worry will she have the feeling of not belonging. Do you understand this, Gorka? Your Mia was the cutest little thing talking on the podcast. Keep up the fabulous work you're doing. Your little family is just adorable.
I understand what you mean. I feel that way with my hometown.
That you don't belong there anymore.
Yeah. And the only reason I go there is to see my mum and dad. That's why I don't really go, because I see my mum and dad, but then I don't have no one there. That makes sense? Like, how to explain it. So I'm from Bilbao,
yeah.
But when I was 16, I moved to Valencia for a year.
Yeah.
Then I came back. And then when I was 17 to turn 18, I moved to Madrid. And then I lived in Madrid until I was 22. Then I went. And then every time that I was coming back to Spain for like a month or something, I was coming to Madrid before I go away, before I came here to the UK. Like even when I went to war now, I go to Madrid, not to Bilbao. So the only friends that I had in Bilbao was my high school friends.
Mm.
But again, I move after I finish high school, I move away and I never come back until like 11 years later. That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So like my growth, like for example...
So where do you feel you do belong?
Here.
In Manchester?
More than in Spain, for example, or like... But for example, if I go to Spain, I will go to Madrid because that's where I have my friends that I grew up like going out. Like, you know, when you go into adulthood.
Yeah.
They are there. So I feel like they are like Jorge, all the friends, they are there in Madrid. Not where my parents.
Yeah,
if I go to my city, I love my city because it's where I'm from. But apart from my mum and dad and my grandma, I won't go and see anybody really. Maybe if I have like a high school reunion. So I don't even, that's why people ask me, will you move to live in Bilbao? No, because I don't feel that, I am from Bilbao, but I love the city, but I don't feel that I won't have friends in there, or I won't have nothing in there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that. I mean, I feel that's where I feel very lucky, because like you said, a high school reunion, I bump into my high school and primary school mates in Tesco.
Yeah, I know.
Literally see them all the time. But what I like about it, Jen, is that travel for kids is the best way to learn. It's the best way to learn. And... you know, Mia's half Spanish, Tio's half Spanish, so they do spend a lot of time in Spain. But I always say, it's so cringy, but you don't have a favourite place, you have favourite people. And as long as you're with those people, home can be anywhere. So you just have to say to your little girl, we are your home, family is your home. And if we're in Barcelona, you're with your family. If we're in Manchester, if we're in Liverpool.
So then what? Why if I ask you to move somewhere else, you always say no?
My family
aren't
there.
You're going to be your family, yeah? It's us, we're going to go with you.
Yeah, but I mean the big... If me, you, the kids, Nina, Rob, Hadley, Tyler, Anushka, my mum, Peter and Uncle Clive, all moved, I would love it.
Yeah,
I would love for us to live. Do you know, like
that's
Khloe
your family.
Kardashian lives next
Yeah, but that's
door
your
to a
family.
Man.
That's your family. That's not
that.
Our family.
Yeah, but
I mean,
yeah, but
our
we moved
family.
To your mum's.
No, our family is you, myself, our kids.
No,
that's our family.
This is our
us.
Family.
No, that's our family.
Immediate family. We're
no, that's our
family.
That's the family that we created.
Yeah.
You haven't created a family with your sister, with your mom,
no,
with your stepdad.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point. That's your family. That is your blood family.
Yeah.
You made your family.
You're my immediate family.
That's your family.
That's what we'd say.
That's your family.
So you have family and immediate family.
No, immediate family
is
your
kids.
Your sister is immediate family because it's the first one in your line, or your mom and dad. That's your immediate family also.
Right.
Us, we are your family. This is the family that we made. So when someone says, like, how is your family? I'm not thinking of my mum and dad. I'm thinking about
you. You know, I'm thinking of everyone, you say. I'm thinking of the whole...
Yeah, but if I said to you, let's go on a family trip, I'll feel asked for.
Yeah,
you will
of course
go with the 27 people of your family.
Yeah, because I think of my childhood. I think because you left... Mind you, I left home early, but I literally moved.
No, my mum always, growing up, my mum always teaches me, one day you will have your family.
Yeah.
You will make your family. We always will be here because we are your family, but you will have your family. That's
so
different. Do you
so
know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, I understand that, but we kind of grew up... Like, do you know, like, so my niece, Nushka, her other half, who's lovely, he was saying he's never been around a family that does everything together. And he says it's amazing, but in terms of like... Gorka's like, yeah, right. But in terms of like... So it's Uncle Clive. When it was Uncle Clive's birthday, I had everyone round. Obviously, you were away. Everyone round, Costco buffet, food everywhere, balloons, just for a random 73-year-old birthday. The same as I do for my 42nd. So I was brought up, your family is anyone who's still alive and breathing who's related to you.
Yeah, and for that, you have birthdays or Christmas to see everybody.
And it's like, I because you didn't live there. Like I used to just ride my bike to my nana's. If I was bored on a Sunday, I'd just ride my bike to my nana's.
Yeah, me too. When I was in Spain as a kid, I lived 5 minutes from my grandma. And every Saturday, my grandma and granddad used to come for a coffee and a biscuit to the house. Every Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's the same. This is different.
When someone says to me, "Use your family," it's you, Mia, and Tiago and Benji, and then I've got.
I still remember that.
Maybe it's because my dad's not here.
Still remember that time, and I remember every chance that I have to go alone with the excuse of flying my drone, I was taking it. Yeah,
yeah. When we all went away, there was about 40 of us.
Because I was away for restrictions. Like, oh my! I would love to go as a family to like a little cottage in the middle of nowhere for New Year's. Oh yeah, that would be amazing. Let me have a look. And then she calls me. I booked it. It's like, okay, where's like here? It's like it's for like 15 people. Why? So it's like, well, I invite my mom, my stepdad, my sister and the kids, Laura and her kids.
Natalie.
And I'm like, oh.
Vicky,
so
we all
like,
went.
Yeah, we got the 20 of us. And I'm like.
It was like the Home Alone house, wasn't it?
It was a nightmare.
Oh, I loved it.
No.
You see, I think what it is, I think because obviously my dad died so suddenly and he was just gone. 1 minute he was here, then he was gone. Maybe subconsciously I have that fear. So I want as many memories and chaotic trips as possible with the family. Maybe that's what
maybe,
it is.
But also you have I think we have a different perspective or point of view. When someone asks you when someone says, like, who is your family? You go the whole thing. When someone asks me, who is my family? It's you, Mia, Tiago, and me. That's my family. That's a family. Then I have my family side, your family side, but then my family is
it's just that. Us.
You are different. When you go, like, who's your family? You go like, my mom, my stepdad,
yeah,
my sister, the kids.
They're like my ride or dies.
It's different.
I will go to war for my sister.
Because they're your blood. They will be always there.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Well, that's the thing. You say they'll be always there. They won't.
No, they're always, because they will die. Like, you will die and I will die. We all die.
Yeah.
At the end.
Well, we just go home, don't we?
Yeah, but.
Well, that's a different episode. But mind you, it's not because it's Earth Day. It is Earth Day.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Jen. We digressed massively. We went to bread, we went to family, we went to holidays. But I think the bottom line, don't be scared about taking your daughter to live in different places.
Yeah.
It's the best way for her to learn. And if she speaks other languages, she'll be welcome anyway.
You know, where's one of the things that I appreciate the most of, like, I travel and I work with people from different countries.
What?
It's to be more flexible and open-minded to everything. Like, sometimes when you just have one culture or just grow up in one country...
Yeah, it's awful, isn't
it? You just think that whatever... You don't know anything else.
You think yours is the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because I moved away and I worked different cities in Spain, then I went to the States with people from Australia, the States, Canada, here.
Mm.
Indonesia, from Philippines. So you try to... like, be more flexible, or, like, cultural things that you shouldn't say or no, be more respectful, you know?
Yeah.
It's so good
for
everybody
to travel.
Yeah.
And nothing annoys me more than when I go on holiday to somewhere like Spain, Tenerife, and there's English people giving the waiter shite because he doesn't understand their order.
Remember that time?
I cannot bear it. It's like, you learn Spanish if
remember
you want them to understand.
Remember that time that we were on holidays, around this time, Easter the time, and we were in the hotel, in the nice restaurant, having dinner, and it was this American family.
Really rude,
and the
arrogant
husband
one.
Was so rude to the waiter because he was waiting there.
Yeah.
Half in mind, it was like high season, on the resort. Everybody was packed, and he was waiting, and the high chair of the kid was like... the legs were very spread and he was coming with this huge tray of food, and when he was walking, he tipped the leg and the little kid shuffled. He lost it with the waiter.
He went mad at this waiter. He had done nothing wrong, and he really, really, really shouted at him. And I said, he needs to be told. I said that. I don't know why his missus didn't say to him, actually, shut up because you're embarrassing us now.
Yeah.
But she didn't. Mind you, they looked wadded. I bet she was only there for his money because he was ugly, wasn't he? But then I said to you, say something to that waiter. And you ended up saying to him, like, something like, mate, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, well, something like, he's a effing pain.
Yeah, and he replied to you in Spanish, laughing.
Yeah.
Then the American family left, thank God. And then we had a laugh with him.
Yeah.
And he told us... the issue was there'd been a Wi-Fi that had gone down on the island.
So the
chip and pins had stopped working on the machines. He said that's what it was.
So the orders weren't going through to the kitchen.
Yeah, and it was like a thing he had no control over. Yeah. But I did think to myself, why is she not telling him to stop? And the kid was there. Such bad example
for
the kid.
If I was me, I would throw him the paella over their face, you know?
I know.
Like, oh, sorry, I just failed.
Well, you wouldn't be like that to people because...
I know.
Because you were brought up better than him. We got a message from Chloe as well. Do you want to read Chloe's?
Is she not Chloe Kardashian, no?
No. Oh. Chloe says, hi, Gemma and Gorka. I'm currently sat in Plaza Mayor de Madrid.
Plaza Mayor.
Plaza Mayor de Madrid with a lovely Estrella.
Estrella.
Listening to the latest ep. I'm currently solo travelling in Madrid for the Madrid. Formula E race. Oh,
Formula
good for
E
you.
Race.
Do you want to read Chloe's then?
Yes.
Go on.
Hola, ahora mismo estoy sentado en la Plaza Mayor de Madrid con una cerveza bien fresquita.
No, in English.
Ah, sorry. I'm currently sat in Plaza Mayor de Madrid with a lovely Estrella listening to the latest episode. I'm currently solo traveling in Madrid for the Formula E race. So it's quite funny listening to the pod here as I am from Yorkshire. I'm loving the pod and believe it. I'm loving the pod and believe it or not, I am a 26-year-old with no husband and no kids, but the pod just makes me literally laugh out loud.
Good for you. Have a lovely time and stay safe.
If you listen to this podcast, Chloe, let us know where else did you go in Madrid. Yeah. What did you like about Madrid? What you didn't like?
Can we get a Lost in Translation tour?
Yes. Soon.
As if you said yes without even asking me.
Maybe happening. Do you know what? One thing that I learned the other day, it was that you have to say things before even happening. So then there is no excuse to happen.
That's true.
We might be going on tour with Lost in Translation.
You have to ask for forgiveness over permission, I learned growing up. Do it and then say I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we might be going on tour, maybe.
See you on tour. Anna has said, Gemma, I remember seeing you dancing on a podium in BCM. Probably did. I danced in a cage once at BCM.
Was she doing this?
I was going, there's a hole in this house, there's a hole in this house.
That's what she always does. At home, she always, when we had a party at home or something like that, like Christmas, she always does this move.
Oh, BCM.
Know what that means, but you always do that, isn't it?
Yeah, I did get a podium once in BCM, and Natalie was on the other one.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but Natalie kicked off because some lad kept trying to grab her ankles. So she was like, I don't feel safe, get me down.
Victoria.
Victoria's from Bolton, Boltonian, married to a Greek Cypriot. I've lived in Cyprus for 26 years. I love listening to the pod when I'm walking in the park. I love Bury as well. I visit the market when I'm in the UK. Bury Market.
It's the most famous market in Europe,
no? Them cheese pies from Bury Market.
Are they nice?
Yeah.
Well, now it's getting nicer because they're all like under renovations, no?
Love a cheese pie. Thank you very much, Victoria, and how lovely that you live in Cyprus.
I know. It's Michelle always says that Cyprus is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I've never been.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's very
nice.
Like Greece. It's a mix between Greece and Croatia, look.
I went to Paphos and swam in the part of the ocean where Aphrodite exited. That's good for Earth Day.
Nice.
Genuinely. Aphrodite, the goddess.
Yeah, Aphrodite.
She came out of the water and I went in and lay in the water.
Isn't Aphrodite?
Probably why I'm glowing.
Aphrodite
today.
Is the mum of Cupid.
Digressed again. Should we do our debates this week? So, this is called Lost in Translation because we do get lost regularly.
I was lost right now.
Yeah, we are. And we have debates that we both share here and we just kind of air it out. And my debate, I'll just go straight in there.
It's similar today, no?
You gave me so much grief. There's five pairs of my socks in your drawer.
You are a thief. I count 11 pairs.
I don't believe 11 pairs of your socks were in my drawer.
Yes, I believe so.
I don't.
I wish I could take a picture of the mess.
11 pairs.
I wish I could take a picture of the mess of your drawer where the socks were.
Do you see it when the door's shut? When the drawer's shut, do you see any of the mess?
No, because sometimes...
It's like the Monica cupboard. In Friends, Monica has a cupboard full of crap. You never know it's there.
But yours, are all of them like that?
Yeah, but no one sees it. I only see it when I open it to get my stuff out.
But how can
anyone
you
else who comes round?
How can
go, oh,
you
this
even
is tidy.
Find the stuff in there?
Because I know where it is.
There's no. Everything is everywhere. That's why the problem.
I don't know why you stress so much about the mess of my cupboard.
No, I'm not stressed.
You
what
don't
I'm
have
stressed,
to go in there.
What I'm stressed is that I opened my cupboard to get my socks, and I found that I have one single black sock, one white sock with the black logo, one single saw with the grey logo, and then I was like, oh, what are they? Let me have a look. I opened the drawer and I end up, oh, there is the part that is missing. Oh, and by the way, this socks is actually mine. Oh, there is the other part missing. Oh, and those two pairs is mine. Oh, and that's my Calvin Klein's too. There we go. Thank you very much.
I always borrow a pair when I'm
And then
curious.
I ask you, and I go like, oh, Gemma, you know these socks are Mia's? Oh, I didn't know. Well, I don't think you wear unicorn socks size 5, you know? Oh, well, they were there in my drawer. How do they
For
get
me,
in your drawer?
A sock drawer is a sock drawer. Regardless of whose socks are in it, if you need a sock, you go to that drawer.
No, you have your own socks.
You fold them specifically and you have them all laid out.
Yeah, so I can
like
see them.
Sleeping with the enemy. Weird stuff.
I have my running socks, winter socks, invisible socks, and then if it's white or blacks,
that's weird.
It's organized, so I can see what I'm taking from. Yeah,
but I know why I'm taking from. I haven't got time in my life or energy in my mind to fold and coordinate my
Gemma,
sock drawer.
To find a pair of socks in your drawer, you have to go through your bras, through your half of
you
your pyjama,
you don't have to go
to
in
your
my
grandma's
sock
knickers. You know, it's everything there.
You don't have to go in it, though. That's why I don't understand. You get stressed.
But you say I have to go to find my socks that you steal.
You get stressed over what my sock drawer's like.
No, I get stressed about...
You want to see my desk at work.
Awful, for sure. I can believe it. Like your bags from when you the backpack that you take at work. It's like Mary Poppins after a rave in that bag.
I know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds in it. In my car door alone, I've got a coffee mug, a pair of broken sunglasses, a plastic crown, a Kinder Bueno just in the side door of my car.
I believe so. That's what I'm saying. It stresses me.
I don't know why it stresses you and you have to live with it.
That doesn't stress me. What stresses me is that you steal 11 socks of me. And then because you took them to your drawer. And then when I ask you, like, I don't know how they are there. What do you mean you don't know?
What would you do
if I'm away for 3 weeks, yeah?
When this tour finishes, what would you do if you came back and all your clothes were in different places? Would that really affect you? Would it like really mess you up mentally, that?
Yes. It's like when I came home and the pants were in their own cover or the plates were in a different cover.
And have you always had it?
Yes, I've always been organised. My mum and dad make me to be organised. If I have a wardrobe, I have my training clothes in one, my normal clothes in one. So then when I dress, I know I need to go there. Whatever I need to get, I get it. Your cover, you have pants, t-shirts for training, normal t-shirts, hoodies, all in the same one. So you don't know what you're looking at. And then that's why when you go dress up and get down, you're wearing your pants as a t-shirt and your t-shirt as pants.
The other day, I wore a pair of jeans the other day, and there was like a little bulge in them, and I thought, what the hell's that? And there was a pair of knickers in the leg of my...
There we go.
In the leg of my trousers.
Yes. You think it's funny?
Right, we've had our turn. It's over to you. Let's solve one of your dilemmas. Right, as you guys know, Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell, which is perfect for us because we stop by Shell all the time. Our days get really hectic, so it's good to know that Shell is there when we need.
Shell are the place to go for any journey, whether you need charge, fill the car, or yourself needs something from it.
Yeah, well, this morning I went there for breakfast, believe it or not, for the two guys doing the jet wash. We've got some fellas doing a jet wash at the minute at the house. They turned up without breakfast. Aww. And I said to them, don't worry, I'll just nip to the Shell.
Yeah.
Because you can get everything there. You've got your fruit, you can get veg, you can get sausage.
Oh, they're there. Remember in the morning, last minute, Mia decided she wanted to have a glass of milk. And I was going to go to the supermarket because I thought she didn't want it in the morning. So thank goodness we had the Shell next to us. So I just drive it 5 minutes back. She was happy as Larry, go to school, she had her milk, job done.
I never just use our local for fuel only because you go in there and you think, oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. I can just pick it up.
I'd even use it for my parcels. You know the parcel post? Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
You send your parcels from there as well.
Just go in there, put it in the box, they take it.
Oh, whatever
Finish.
You need.
Job done.
Shell has got you covered. So as always, if you do want to get in touch with the dilemma, or with anything, just with some questions, queries, comments or feedback, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk or you can WhatsApp us on 077 610 398 98. Bear in mind, though, if you do voice note, it could be read out. Before we do this week, we've had some replies to a recent listener dilemma. So Ange on YouTube is responding to, we had a listener whose husband would work nights and sleep most of the day. And we did say, didn't we, if you had any help or advice for her. So Ange says, I am one of 14. Woof. My dad went to work at 5 p.m. and came home at 3 a.m. He did the washing and the cooking. On Sundays, he made 3 dozen buns, chocolate fruit and coconut, also 3 large cakes to last the week. Oh, wow. Angela's dad is like a hero. That's like my granddad, Norman. That's like you, though, to be honest. It's peaks and troughs with us in terms of when we're both together. Like at the minute, you're on the road, I'm still doing the radio. But there was a time when you were at home with the kids and I was doing the radio.
Yeah.
And I genuinely said, without Gorka being at home, I'd come home, the kids were bathed, they were in the PJs, tea was ready. It's like a proper good tag team. And Angela's dad sounded like that. The fact that he did all of that whilst working 5 till 3. Oh, Ange, what a guy your fella, your dad was.
High five.
High five, he sounded brilliant. Mandy also says she's responding to the listener whose husband would work nights as well. For the guy on the back shift, he should take a packed lunch to work and eat it on the way home from work or prior to leaving. That way he can come home, debrief for half an hour and be in bed for 1. He could easily get up at 9. Many parents survive on 6 hours sleep a night. He really needs to be helping her out more. They need to have a conversation and figure out things he can help with instead of expecting him to just do it. I feel for most men, you need to physically tell them what you need them to do. That is true.
Yeah, some of men, they have to be like with a cutting board, like, here is the this, here is the that.
Laura sent me a meme the other day and it was a guy just covered in medals, head to toe in medals. And it said, me, if I had a medal for every time my fella said, I didn't know you wanted me to do that. She said when he 100% did know. But yeah, that's true. They're a bit more simple in terms of, can you do this for me? Yes. Okay, I'll do it. Whereas if you just leave something out hinting for them to do it, they might not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But this week's actual dilemma, thank you, by the way, for getting in touch and helping the listener with the fella. Thank you to Sue from this week's dilemma, who's saying, I need your advice on a problem I'm having with my next door neighbours. There are a couple in the 30s who moved in last year. They're pleasant enough to have a small talk with, but they're totally different to the old retired couple who lived there before. My new neighbours are both petrol heads who both ride motorbikes, and this is the major problem. The air stinks of petrol and oil. They rev the bikes a lot in the back garden and will frequently have parties when other petrol heads turn up outside the front door with 5 or 6 bikes lined up. How would you deal with this? Am I in my rights to be upset, or should I just learn to live with it? Love the podcast. You're both great, Sue.
I don't understand why the air smells of oil.
It's just petrol. The thing is with this, Sue, my brother-in-law and nephews...
They love bikes.
Ride bikes. They have KTMs and dirt bikes. And there was one point when my sister rung me fuming because she'd come home and there was 2 KTM bikes in the kitchen on newspaper on the floor. And Rob had said he didn't want to put them outside the house because of the neighbours. And Nina was like, bollocks to the neighbours, this is our drive. I'm not having KTMs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's tough, Sue. If you're used to lovely retired neighbours, but also you can't tell people in the 30s who have got a great habit of, you know, getting outdoors, riding bikes to then curb it. Hey, you know, it could be worse. It could be smelling a weed and stuff. Then I'd be like, absolutely not, getting told. You could just say... In terms of the revving, is it possible you could do it at a more reasonable hour?
I'm sure they don't do it at like 12
no,
at night.
No.
It will be during the day. But that's like me when I'm in the gym and I have my in summer, or I'm like yesterday I was running and I had the music loud to keep running and the door of the gym open. The houses are next to it, they will hear my Spanish music, reggaeton playing, you know what I mean? I will be like, I'm sorry, mate. I'm in the gym and it's 11. I'm not going to put the music down.
I get the smell of petrol fumes gives you a headache. And if, like, they're revving in the garden, Sue's in her garden, and say it's blowing over the fence.
Yeah, but how long are they going to be revving for? They're going to be, like, 4 hours.
No, but I'm funny with things like if I have to empty our bottle bin,
yeah,
I always wait till after 8:30 because I never want the... I hate the noise of glass bottles. I never want it to wake the neighbours, even though you say it's
8 o'clock, you can start doing stuff.
Yeah. It could be worse, you know. It could be like they were like driving the bags over your flowers pots on the garden and blocking the pedestrian walk to leave out of your street. You know, that could be worse.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I wouldn't mind petrol heads. I don't think. I love how she's called him a petrol head as well, because it's what my mum would say. Yeah. We've got bloody petrol heads next door, revving it all hours. That's what my mum would say. But it is a grill. If you can get anyone into dirt bikes and KTMs, it's a lovely thing to do. You're outside, it's exercise, and you're not hurting anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Apart from yourself, if you fell from one.
Yeah, if you fell off one.
Are you telling me you're going to get a quad bike for Tiago?
No, because I've seen Hadley and Tyler fall off too many times.
Good.
I've been on a KTM and they are... Like, I was on a little 450cc. It wasn't a massive thing. And I still felt a little bit, whoa, this is...
Yeah.
And Peter, my stepdad, rode bikes all his life. And he was with my mum. They'd been married maybe 2 years. And he likes a chopper,
like a road bike.
He stopped riding. And I said, why? And he said, your mum don't like me doing it.
Yeah.
And I said, mum, I said, have you genuinely stopped him?
It's very dangerous.
Riding a bike. And I said, that's his passion. It's his hobby. She said, Gemma, it is not safe for him. She said, he's getting older now. And I don't like him being
on it. For example, me, I love cycling. But I'm used to, like, in Spain, the roads to cycle around where I'm from or, like, any other places, like, they are, like, very, like, heavy, like, cycling places. They are so good. Like, here, on a bike or on a motorbike, it's so dangerous because there are so many potholes in the same road. Mm. You can like, a boy one pothole and you go to the other side and there's the other one there.
And we all know how he feels about potholes.
Yes.
What are we saying for Sue then? Like
Sue, maybe just join them. Get a bike yourself and join them.
I was going to say the thing that if they have a lot of parties, that would be annoying. A lot of parties.
Yeah, but what is a lot of parties? What do you mean? Is it a barbecue party? Do you know what I mean? It's inside the house. So then I don't think the weather up to now has been lovely to have outside parties. So they probably will be in the house. Mm. Is it the house look too close to the other one?
It's just annoying for Sue because I'm trying to imagine like. Where we live, we're very lucky. We don't have anyone behind us. It's just fields. We have got neighbours to the front, but we don't really see him. I'm trying to think, if he had motorbikes, you'd be going, fuck's sake, that bike. I know you would.
Depends on the time.
It's a knock-on effect, Sue. Yeah. So I'm kind of with you, but also I am with the dirt bike guy as well. But thank you for getting in touch, Sue. Really, really appreciate it.
Should we now go and play a game? Because this one is a fun one.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, this game today is called Yo Hablo Español.
Yo Hablo Español?
Well, according to this, it's Español.
Does that mean, do you speak Spanish?
Yes, but
okay.
It's not the best spelling.
Oh, it's because tomorrow, the 23rd, it's Earth Day today, but tomorrow is actually World Spanish Language Day, Gorka. High five. So we're going to hear five phrases read out in Spanish, and we have to decide whether the person reading them is actually Spanish or if it's a Brit.
You have to decide more
Spanish.
Than me, yeah?
Well, you don't know. You might not know. People who hear you speak in Spanish think you're English now. People in Spain think you're English with a Spanish accent. You're Spanish.
True.
It's probably easier for you, but... Still not, you know, you might not get it right. So I'll answer first, and then you can give me yours.
Yes.
Because his mates do say he sounds English now, speaking Spanish. So producer Henry has the clips. Would you like to play them, Henry?
Lo que pasa en Magaluf se queda en Magaluf.
That's Spanish because of the luf, Magaluf.
English.
Lo que pasa en Magaluf.
Oh, you know what it means?
Lo que pasa en Magaluf. Que pasa?
I mean, lo que pasa en Magaluf se queda en Magaluf.
¿Qué pasa? What is it with Magaluf?
What happens in Magaluf stays in Magaluf.
I think if it was English, lo que pasa en Magaluf.
You say it's Spanish.
I'm saying if it was English.
No, but you said the person who said it.
He sounded Spanish with the Magaluf.
Should we play it one more time?
Yeah.
Lo que pasa en Magaluf se queda en Magaluf.
Se queda. It's English. Se queda en Magaluf. Yeah, it's English.
It is English,
yeah. So, queda. Very good at Spanish, though. And it's true. What happens in Magaluf stays in Magaluf. Like mine and Natalie's...
Like your virginity.
Dignity. Our dignity in hymen. No! That was an absolute joke.
You know what they say, no?
Yeah. Clip two.
50% of the jokes are true.
That one wasn't. Clip two, Henri.
Se me alivió to ponerme ropa interior.
That's English. She's English, is she?
I mean, that, oh, I don't know. You know what it means, that?
Si me olvidó.
No, se me olvidó.
Ropa interior. Something about being inside. What does it mean?
Se me olvidó ponerme ropa interior. You do that a lot of times.
Is it farting?
You forget that a lot of times.
I don't know then.
I've forgotten to wear underwear.
I think she's English. And it was the, play it once more, it was the ropa.
Se me olvidó ponerme ropa interior.
No, en olvidó.
Yeah, I think she's English.
Was olvidó, she said olvidó.
Instead of olvidó.
It's like paella. Paella. Instead of paella.
Okay, I think she's English.
She is English, yeah.
Yes, I'm getting good at this, aren't I?
Next one.
Escuchamos y no juzgamos.
Spanish, I think. Because they didn't pronounce the J.
I'm going to read this one, yeah? Two ways, yeah? And then he can play it. And
I need to shut my eyes so my ears are more
I'm going to read it, yeah? Yeah? Escuchamos y no juzgamos. O escuchamos y no juzgamos.
And then clip, please, Henry.
Escuchamos y no juzgamos.
Y no juzgamos.
Do you know what that means? We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah. She sounds Spanish apart
She's
from
Spanish,
me, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does sound Spanish, and I said at the start, it's because she didn't pronounce the... She pronounced the J as a H, which I know you do.
Sí, de escuchar.
Oh, jambón.
Sí, will be escuchamos.
Yeah.
Sí, no, sí, will be
Spanish.
Escuchamos. Yeah.
She is Spanish.
Yes. Clip four. How do you say Emery in Spanish?
Enrique.
Enrique? So is it Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah,
Henry Iglesias.
Yeah, Enrique.
Is it really... Enrique Iglesias is called Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lost his appeal, hasn't he? Henry Iglesias.
Well,
it's not the same as... No, I mean, it's not the same as Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, Enrique's Henry.
Okay, clip four, Enrique.
Guarda tus zapatos.
That's English. Zapatos, that's northern. That's like me.
Do you know what that means?
Zapatos is a shoe.
Put your shoes away.
Play that again.
Guarda tus zapatos.
Yeah.
Guarda tus zapatos.
Guarda tus zapatos, por favor.
Si sabes, says guarra instead of guarda, which guarra means dirty.
And then lastly, clip cinco.
¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo?
Comer. It sounds like
one
a...
more time.
¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo?
It sounds like a Spaniard who's on 20 Lambert and Butler a day.
It's no Spanish.
¿Quieres comerte? Say once more.
¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo?
Comerte. I think Spanish, the comerte is
no,
very good.
No, because she said comerte, no comerte.
She said comerte.
Yeah, play it away. Comerte. Listen.
¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo?
Comerte.
I'm going Spanish.
No Spanish.
What is it?
English.
Damn!
It's so clear. Look, ¿quieres comerte o quieres comerte? In the back.
It's clear for you because you're a Spaniard.
No, it's so clear. ¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo? ¿Quieres comerte mi chorizo? That's Spanish.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Do you want to eat my chorizo?
Oh.
With that aggressiveness.
On that aggressiveness, let's get out of this episode before he starts assuming I'm going to munch on some chorizo. Thank you so much.
It's the only mid-shades these days.
Thank you so much for getting in touch.
That
Thank
was so
you.
Loud, sorry.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening and subscribing. And in regards to the tour, our live show, let us know if you would like us to do it.
Yeah. Should we do a poll?
Do a poll. Would you come and watch us? Oh, they'd probably want to see chorizo. You can do lost.in.podcast on socials, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or you can send us a voice note, you can WhatsApp us, or you can send us any pictures with you and your family. The number is 077-610-39898.
I got the name, Lost in Translation, the chorizo tour.
Enjoy Earth Day, and we'll see you.
And I'm going back on tour.
How do I say see you next week?
Hasta
luego. No.
Nos vemos la semana que viene. No, hasta la semana que viene.
Hasta la semana que viene.
Hasta
la
semana.
Semana.
Que viene.
Hasta la semana que viene.
Sí.
Vamos. Adiós. Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.